This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. The Governor's Advisory Commission on Coastal Protection, Restoration, and Conservation met at the Capitol Wednesday to discuss CPRA's 2017 Master Plan. Every 5 years, the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority updates its outlook on Louisiana's coast, what's required to protect the land and restore what's eroded. But on Wednesday, the state's budget outlook also came up.
The state mineral revenues, we've gone from a $25 or $30 million operating budget to about $14 from those mineral revenues.
That's Jason Lonclo, Deputy Director of CPRA. In this fiscal year, 2017, which ends June 30th, the state has a mid-year budget deficit of $304 million. Governor John Bel Edwards plans to address part of that by using $119 million from the Rainy Day Fund. Alexandria Representative Lance Harris, Chairman of Louisiana House Republicans, has proposed a plan to avoid that, instead cutting the entire $304 million from the budget. One of those cuts would be $9.3 million from the executive department, where CPRA falls. The governor responded with a statement opposing that plan, suggesting it would cut funding from the coastal agency. At Wednesday's meeting, HOMA Representative Jerome Zerang asked what those cuts might mean to the agency.
As I appreciated, the potential was to maybe eliminate some programs.
Correct. It's very difficult when you have to take a step back and start looking at what you can and cannot fund.
Lonclo says if cuts continue,
it will have a direct effect on our projects. It's going to very much inhibit us in terms of how we can move and continue to get these projects in construction.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.